Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey, Deku.
Oh, yes. Kachan? Oh, your majesty.
How many times have I told you to stop calling me that?
Right. Sorry, Dragon King Bakugo, sir. I mean, your majesty. I mean...
Oh, just forget it. Hey, have you seen my friend?
Yes. They're in there. But wait, you can't go in there right now.
Why the hell not? Get out of my way, Deku.
Sorry, but they're, changing right now.
Oh. Right. Okay. I guess I can just wait out here.
So how did it go?
How did what go?
The meeting with the elders.
Oh, it was the same as usual. You're too reckless, blah blah blah. Do a little bit more of this and a little bit less of that. It's whatever.
You know, you should really listen to what the elders say. They are the oldest and the wisest in the village.
Hey. I'm not gonna let a bunch of old geezers tell me what to do, okay? They can lecture me all they want, but that's not going to change who I am or how I run things around here.
They're just trying to offer you some good advice.
I don't need their advice. If anything, I need them to mind their own damn business and leave me alone.
Right. Oh, hey. You changed already, huh? That outfit looks amazing on you. What do you think, Your Majesty?
Wow. Yeah, it looks... it looks pretty good. That definitely suits you. Hey, now that you're done, we've got a little bit before dinner. I wanted to go check some stuff out by the river. There's some fishnets out there I need to search. Would you want to join me? Okay, great. Come on, it's this way.
But wait. Your Majesty... I mean, Dragon King Bakugo. There's a few things around the village you have to check first, before dinner.
Oh, you can see to that. This is more important to me right now. I've got to make sure that the nets are still catching the fish, or we won't have any food for winter.
Yes, but...
No buts. We're going. You can take care of all that other stuff.
Right, I mean, I guess, if you insist...
Okay, then get on it. Jeez.
Right. Right away, Your Majesty.
I can't stand that guy. Oh, him? Yeah, don't worry about it. We've known each other since we were kids. We kind of grew up together in the same village. We used to be pretty close back then. Back before I became the king. But anyway... Tell me a little bit more about you. What was your home life like? You know, your childhood and all that. Oh, yeah. Sounds like you had an interesting upbringing. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It's hard to deal with the loss of a loved one at such a young age. Can only imagine what that must have been like for you. What about me? Oh, most of my family's still around. My parents actually moved on to start their own tribe. Yeah, I go to visit them every once in a while. My mom has to kind of be, the boss of me, so when I became king, it was kind of in my best interest to help her move along. I didn't really want her ordering me around, too. Why is that funny? Well, yeah, I mean, I still love my parents. Just, it's nice to have them out of the way so I can run things the way I want. Yeah, and their village isn't doing too bad either. Oh, hey. Here's the net. Can you grab that side? Yeah, just pull it out of the water. Lately, we haven't really been catching any fish. I'm not sure what's going on, but I think something's scaring them away. It's definitely not good for us. This river is part of the reason why we chose to settle here. Ah, damn it. Looks like this net is empty. There should be two more nets up the river a little ways. Are you okay to keep going? Alright, come on. Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on. Maybe there's another bear around here or something eating the fish before it can get down to us. If you look right here, there's a mountain pass up ahead. There's a lot of animals up there. That's where the river comes from. There's two huge waterfalls, too. If you follow this about 3 miles that way. You've never seen a waterfall before? Oh yeah, I guess your land is more flat ground than this. I think there's something up there that's stopping us from getting the fish. Not sure what. Maybe tomorrow morning I'll have to lead the hunting party up there and see what we see. You're more than welcome to come along if you want. Alright. But you can't use a spear. There's gotta be something you can use. You know how to shoot a bow? What the hell? Why didn't you tell me that sooner? You're pretty decent at it, huh? Oh, but you didn't bring one with you. Well, we have plenty of bow and arrows in our village. Maybe after dinner tonight, we can practice. Get you prepared for tomorrow. Yeah, we could really use the extra pair of eyes, too. Alright, sounds good to me. I can even give you some pointers. I'm not bad with an arrow myself. Yeah, not to brag or anything. But I've taken down a few elks here and there in one shot. And don't worry, it's nothing. Better to take them out in one shot than to see them suffer, you know. Just gotta make it fast. Yeah. Any other hidden talents you're keeping from me? Oh. You're good with a knife, huh? I bet I could put that to good use somehow. We'll see. Can you skin rabbits? What's gross about that? Rabbits are good meat. Oh, you're an animal lover. I guess that makes sense. For you, taking out a rabbit might be kinda hard. What about birds? I mean, if I caught you a chicken, do you think you could skin that? Those are a lot easier. All you really have to do is pluck out the feathers. That's gross, too. I can already tell you're gonna be a handful. Oh, hey, look. There's the second net. Alright, help me pull it out. This river's going a little fast. Just don't fall in. Just as I thought. No fish here, either. I wonder what's going on up there. There has to be something. Alright. We don't have to keep going. I'm pretty sure the third net is gonna be the same outcome, and that one's way further out. Yeah, let's head back. I'm gonna have to let the elders know about this. Ah, they're gonna have my head. I'm never gonna hear the end of it. Well, the elders are just more like, I don't know, special counsel for me. They're supposed to be, I guess, my guardians or something. Yeah, they help me with a lot of the things around the village. Give me advice and stuff. And a lot of the villagers talk to them daily, too. Just for their wisdom or whatever. But I typically don't bother with that crap. A lot of the times, anything they say to me is something I already know. I mean, I guess they are supposed to be the wisest of the wise. But still. If I needed their help, I would ask for it. All they do is give me pointless advice and whine, and complain about how I run things. Or just tell me what a screw-up I am and try to parent me, which is another reason why I can't stand them. Yeah. But anyway, how are you liking it here so far? Oh, good. I was kind of worried for a second there. I didn't even know what to think when you stepped out of that tent in those clothes. I mean, not that it was bad or anything. I guess I wasn't expecting it. It was Deku's idea to have you change, wasn't it? Of course he'd pull something like that. No, it's fine. It's actually smarter. That way no one will know that you're an outsider. You look just like us. I meant what I said. It definitely suits you. Yeah, no worries there. But anyway, I'm glad you're liking it, okay? You seem to be getting along with everyone, too. That's good. I told you, you had nothing to worry about. Yeah. You know what we need to do is fix that hair of yours. What do you mean, what's wrong with it? It's a mess. Here. Let me just help you a little bit. Sorry. I'm not trying to pull it. At least not super tight. I'm making a braid. Yeah, just a little one. There. That looks much better. Sorry. I guess I should have asked first, before I started messing with your hair. But I kinda like it like this. Oh? Well, I'm glad you like it too. It definitely brings out your face more. I couldn't even see your eyes with all the hair you had in your face. Your eyes... they're really pretty, actually. They look like the night sky. Sorry. It's enchanting, almost. I didn't mean anything weird by that. It's just you can tell a lot about a person by their eyes. Your eyes look very sincere, and I can tell that you're a very caring and loving person. You always try to put other people above yourself, too, don't you? And you often end up getting hurt. Of course I can tell all that just by looking into your eyes. I'm the Dragon King, after all. Reading people is what I do. Oh, I guess you wouldn't know that. Yeah, it's kind of one of my hidden talents. that's okay. You don't have to try to read me. Actually, I'm more of an open book than most people. I always speak my mind, and I do what I want. Well, don't tell anyone I told you this, but everything I do is for the interest of the village. I just want to keep the villagers safe. Yeah. But that's a secret. What do you mean Deku already knows? Of course that guy does. He can read me like an open book too. Maybe it's just because we grew up together. He didn't tell you anything else, did he? He thinks I'm a big softy. Oh, great. Maybe I should be a little meaner to him to toughen him up. What do you mean, no? You really think so, huh? He just wants my approval? Guess I never thought about that before. I mean, he does always bow to me super low. It looks ridiculous half the time. Yeah, and he does everything I say. I kind of want him to think for himself, you know? I know he's got great ideas and stuff, but half the time he doesn't even mention things to me. Maybe he just thinks I won't approve, and then he goes off and does things by himself. Yeah, it's his personality, I guess. But anyway, enough about him. Hey, look. It seems like they're lighting the torches. We should probably get back. Yeah, before it gets too dark. But, thanks for coming out here with me. I'm sorry, it wasn't quite the trip we'd hoped for. I was hoping to come back with a bunch of fish. Yeah, but it's okay. We'll go upstream and figure it out tomorrow. With your help, I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of this. Yeah. And I'm really glad that you're fitting in with everyone. Actually, it feels really nice having you here. Like, homey, I guess. I don't know how to put it into words, but it feels like you were meant to be here all along. Even though you've only been here for about a half a day. Yeah, I know it's strange, but it's just how I feel. But don't tell anybody that either. Alright. Come on, let's go.
Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to comment so you can let me know how I did. This is Akihiko Kai. Mwah. See you next time.